Welcome to the podcast of the program Cricket Fusion. This is our third episode. This podcast is related to the ICC World Cup, which is happening this year in England and Wales. We already discussed the format of the World Cup and also the teams who are playing in this tournament. In this episode, we are going to give you some more updates. As you might know, that many of the cricket teams have announced their squads for the World Cup. There are some interesting inclusions and exclusions, and today we are going to take the Pakistani cricket team squad, and others will follow. Let me give you the team members for the upcoming World Cup. For Pakistan, Sarfraz Ahmed is the captain and the wicketkeeper, and then Fakhar Zaman is the opening batsman. If you know him last year from Champions Trophy. Then we have Imamul Haq, then we have Babar Azam, Abid Ali, he is the new find. We have seen him scoring a century in his debut match against Australia, so he is a new inclusion in this team. So then we have Haris Sohail, if you know, is very credible and very interesting batsman in the middle order. Then we have Shoaib Malik, Muhammad Hafiz, and then Fahim Ashraf, Imad Wasim, Shadab Khan, Muhammad Hasnain. Muhammad Hasnain is also very interesting inclusion. He is defined of the PSL this year. So then we have Hassan Ali and Shaheen Shah Afridi. If you know him, he's a very young fast bowler and he's doing really, really well. Then we have Junaid Khan in the end, as you know, this is the team. So as I told you about this team, there are some very interesting inclusions, but there's very interesting exclusion as well. So the exclusion they have is the Muhammad Amir. If you know Muhammad Amir, he is a very good bowler. If you remember last year's Champions Trophy, not last year, 2 years ago, you know him very well, and he took two wickets in his first spell against India in the final, and that changed the course of the game altogether. He's very, very successful in English conditions, and we are not like understanding why he is not part of the team, but he is part of the team who is playing against England when they are coming in May before the World Cup. So they are saying it might be changed, the team might be different after that series. So they are looking at it. His performance overall in the last 1 year after the Champions Trophy is not great, and that is the reason why he is not part of the team. So that is very interesting inclusion. Overall, it's a very balanced team, and hopefully they will utilize the English conditions and they will do better job than before. So this was the little update on Pakistan.